I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So many times I've found it begins and ends with leadership. You know, we have not been as clear and as focused and consistent as we need to be on communicating the vision. We made lots of mistakes in my leadership. You know, while I was pastor of the church, thank God for his grace. But one thing I was proud of and I boasted about often is our people not only knew the mission, they understood the mission. Most of them embraced the mission, and they were very passionate telling you why. It's one of the things that we, you know, did well as a ministry, and it's one of the reasons we had such, you know, exponential growth over 17 years there.
And we'll get to talking about what happens if you don't embrace the mission in a moment, but say a bit about a vision statement, just even the process. I know, as you suggest in the book, could be meat about the vision, and vision statements are a dime a dozen, and you know, they certainly are, and they can just be a lot of words sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of vision statements, and I rarely run across one that I don't agree with. I've never seen one, frankly, that wasn't biblical, you know, at least when it was written. But so many times it's easy to forget that. A vision statement, if you think about it, really has no power. It really has no life. It's just words on a page. A vision is only as clear as the leader makes it. It's only as passionate as the leader makes it. It's only, you know, lived in the halls as much as it is the leaders live it, you know, as they walk down the halls of the organization. So we've got to take the vision statement that God's given us. Then there's a responsibility that we have to steward that vision. You know, God gave a vision to the children of Israel in the Old Testament, but so many times they would not steward that vision well. They would not protect it. They would not preserve it. And they would allow mission drift to happen. And that's how they ended up in the wilderness. Because where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint and we wander. We all do. I do. We all do. So we have to hold ourselves accountable to that.
And it's not just enough to know the vision, is it? I mean, there's more to it than that.
No, there's a spirit of self-control. There's a spirit of discipline. You know, it's living for what's important, not just urgent. You know, and once again, having been a senior pastor and a CEO, I know it's easy to be ruled by, you know, your inbox than be ruled by priorities, you know, in your life. It's so easy to happen.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.